From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Friday, September 22nd. The Chico City Council this week unanimously approved the newest plan to advance the city's housing and living conditions over the next several years. That's after months of revisions to better comply with state requirements. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
The 2022 to 2030 housing element is an 8-year plan that examines the city's housing issues and finds ways to address them. Some actions laid out in the new plan include development of affordable housing, recreational improvements, and attention to economic opportunities for residents. Chico resident Julian Zenner hopes the city sticks to its word, particularly with its affordable housing goals.
I'm impressed by the housing element, with a caveat that the last housing element didn't move the needle in the direction it should.
Just before the meeting, dozens gathered to protest Valley's Edge, a controversial housing plan in southeast Chico that's facing a referendum vote in 2024.
The sound of active citizens, and here they come.
Preserve it!
Preserve it!
The demonstration included theatrical storytelling using signs, props, and effigies to portray Mother Earth at odds with a scowling land developer. Nearby were counter-protesters like contractor Brandon Slater. He feels the criticism of Valley's Edge may discourage investors from helping Chico's growth.
I think that's just the beginning of the end, and I think it would be really detrimental to our community.
Opponents of the development cite negative environmental impacts, additional traffic, and neglect of affordable housing goals as some reasons they're against it. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.
The Butte County Air Quality Management District has announced it's accepting new applications for the statewide wood smoke reduction program. The program provides vouchers for residents to purchase and install a new EPA-certified wood stove, fireplace, electric heating stove, or electric heat pump to replace older, non-EPA-certified wood stoves, inserts, or open-front fireplaces that are being used as the primary source of heat in a household. Residents in Butte County can apply online, by mail, or in person to the Butte County Air Quality Management District. And September is Deaf Awareness Month, which promotes awareness, visibility, and inclusivity of the communication needs of those who identify as deaf and hard of hearing. Chico artist and activist Valerie Rose is a half-deaf child of deaf adults. She's made it a mission to spread awareness of deaf culture through her public art and life's work. And she has a new mural on the corner of Park Avenue and East 11th Street.
I use my art as a way to bring awareness to something that I care about, which in this case for me, it's deaf culture and American Sign Language. And so with this specific piece on Park Avenue, there are four panels on this really big building that can be visible from a really busy street. And I wanted to bring attention to a direct message. Like I wanted to say something very clearly.
Called the Sign Mural Project, Rose hopes the mural will spread awareness and inspire the community to learn American Sign Language.
It is not uncommon for me to hear that sign language is beautiful. And a lot of hearing people will tell me that they wish that they knew it. And we idolize it and we appreciate the way that it looks. But if we ask people if they think it's necessary, I don't know if the answer would be the same. I think that people stop and they question that. However, when we do stop and question, well, is spoken language necessary? I think that they would say yes. So why are those two things different?
A Deaf Awareness Month celebration will take place tomorrow at the Winchester Goose from 4 to 6 p.m. It'll be followed by a mural dedication at 6:30. And in Reading, the city has stepped in as administrator of the NorCal Continuum of Care after Shasta County officials announced they would be terminating their responsibilities to the organization. The NorCal Continuum of Care is a collaborative organization that manages planning, housing, and services for the unhoused populations in the city of Reading and the county, as well as in Lassen, Plumas, Sierra, Siskiyou, Del Norte, and Modoc counties. The county told the homeless organization in late July that it would be terminating its responsibilities 1 month from the announcement. According to the Reading Record Searchlight, neither the Reading mayor nor the chairwoman of the organization's executive board were informed as to why the county would no longer serve as administrator beyond not wanting to anymore. Reading council members told the paper they felt they had an obligation to fill the authority and funding power vacuum, but that they were cautiously optimistic going forward. And finally, National Public Lands Day is this Saturday. In celebration of it, all national parks will be offering free admission. That includes Lassen Volcanic National Park. In a press release, the park said it will also be hosting several community activities, including a cleanup of Manzanita Lake, led by Marsh Junior High School, a weed removal project by the American Conservation Experience, and a ranger-guided hike along the Paradise Meadows Trail. And those are your headlines for Friday, September 22nd. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.